Nearly 100 state troopers are targeted in the lawsuit, in which the families say officers failed to follow their training. The former principal and former school police chief are also named. Earlier this year, the Justice Department released a scathing report of the incident, detailing what it called cascading failures of leadership, decision-making, and training, and said lives could have been saved if police acted faster. None of the nearly 400 officers who responded have been held accountable. As part of a separate $2 million settlement with the city of Uvalde, the families will have access to more mental health services, and local police officers will receive enhanced training. Tony Waterman, Texas.